CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network. CMN Network.
Yeah, 9 a.m., November 9, L, Friday night. Amy Rossmore on Indiana Link, at 9 a.m.
This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3.
W9DRG, you're on DR HD there, Dennis. KC9DKX, LaPorte. KC9DKX, W9DRG. How you doing there, Rick? Hey, I'm glad I caught you. Man, I got tied up in Valpo last night. I helped my customer move one of his big machines around. Got in late, and I'm just now starting to get moving, man. Getting ready to start all over again. Other than that, not too bad. Love the weather. What's up? Anything?
No, just passing through the garage here, and I heard you call me. I put some solar panels up for a couple cameras yesterday. I had to charge one camera. I'm getting ready to put that up now. Get that one back up there. And just messing around the yard and stuff here today.
Well, on that, yeah, security I think is going to be a big security businesses with cameras and surveillance, and everything's getting big, man. Crime going through the ceiling. I would imagine that's going to be a big business. That business is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, probably. You don't know what some people are going to do here today, but better to be on the safe side.
Yeah, yep. I just talked to a young lady yesterday. She's got to go to court over she said thing, and I told her good luck. The court systems don't work very well, and I've got an idea if she's not going to win. I said the best thing you can do, like the best advice I could give her, is just stay away from this guy's ex, and let her make the moves. Stay away from her and document everything that happens. That's about all you can do, and try to get a dash cam and record everything. But in light of what happened to what's his name there on the radio here, I don't know really much. Do you know if cameras will really do you any good? But, yeah, I don't know, man. I just, things are goofy, man, nowadays. I don't know. People are getting really squirrely.
Yeah, well, maybe they don't want to accept videos or something sometimes there for whatever reasons, too. I don't know. But, I'd rather have them than not have them.
Right. Because he said, she said, or he said, he said, know, that's just hearsay to me. I mean, that's, if I was a judge, I'd say that's just hearsay. You have no proof? Hearsay. Throw it out of court. You would think they would accept the video. Because I guarantee you, you go and hold up a jewelry store, and you say that's not you, and they got you on camera, you're going to get hung because they got it on camera. So it seems to work in some situations, but not in others. But I know I brought that up at, I brought that up where, you know, because what I do, you know, everything is under surveillance. And I might contact Manny. He goes, oh, we knew about it. And I said, well, you know, nothing was ever said, and you asked me about it, so I told you. And he's like, I'm thinking, why'd you even tell me? Ask me if you already had it on the surveillance system. What you need me for? I didn't quite get that one, but I said, yeah, I knew what was going on. But it was basically on the edge of the property, and they weren't bothering anything, so I didn't say anything.
Yeah, you're not the security guard. Yeah, they put so many cameras up out there at work that if you messed up, man, good chances they were going to catch you. You had so many people. I think they just made them their jobs is to go through them videos every day and try to catch people doing something.
Yeah. I have a situation, current situation going on right now. And it's involving theft from one of the owners of his private stock. And I'm like, I'm not saying anything because I don't want to get clipped. And I don't want to rat on anybody. It's just petty stuff, so I'm staying out of it. I'm going to see if they catch it. And I'm not even sure, but I'll admit that I knew it was going on because then I'd get chewed out for saying, well, why didn't you say something? Well, you know, like you said, that's not my job. I'm not put there to be a rat. So I'm just going to let it go. And to my wife, I'm just going to let it go. Because it'll reflect back on, you know, I don't want any drastic measures, repercussions coming at my end when I'm not doing anything. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do. But I see how dishonest people are. And it's a woman. It's a young girl. It's like, you don't think you're not going to get caught? You're probably going to get caught. And they're going to fire you instantly. You will get escorted out right away. You'll be able to get your private stuff that you own out of your office, and that's it. You're going to be done. Zero tolerance. But, you know, my wife's like, just stay out of it. I said, yeah, so I'm going to do it. I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
W9DRG. Yeah, the company asked me to be a rat one time. Well, it wasn't a rat. It was a crew leader to give me more money here. But there was three of us. Well, four of us, actually. Anyways, when I found out and went to the meeting what it was all about, I said, no, I'm no rat, man. I'm not doing this. But two of my coworkers said, okay, they were fine with it.
Yeah. I thought you'd go, you know what the bad thing about it is the oldest son is the deciding, he makes all the, him and the middle brother, they make all the decisions. Well, their solution is, we'll fire you, problem solved. If you're even involved with anything, they just can't hear anybody who's signing. They just can't hear everybody. And start over. That's their solution to the problem. You know, it's like, so I've seen this happen twice now in the last 30-some-odd years. Probably about three times. And I saw the ones get clipped on drugs. I knew they were doing drugs, and I knew they were drinking, but I didn't say nothing. I figured if you can do your job and you're not getting hurt, and you're not hurting anybody else, just yourself with that stuff, let it go. I'm not going to get involved in it. So I think my wife's right. I just ride it out, just go along as usual, keep mouth shut, cruise on through.
Most times you're guilty till proven innocent. It's not the other way around. Hey, I have to get going here, Rick. I got to get a few things done here and stuff, but good to catch you out there, man. I just happened to be walking through, and I heard you, so I turned around and figured I'd see what you were up to there today.
I want to tell you sorry for missing you last night, but it's crazy. I'm hoping to cruise through tonight without any issues. But what I'm going to do is, if I get in, I'll just have my wife send you a message, and we'll go from there. because I'm thinking what time I'm going to be, what my schedule is going to be tonight. I don't know. I've got to get some meeting with, I'm going to have a meeting with my people too here, and my contact people. I'm going to have to make changes here, man. I have no choice. So I hate to be part of that. What's going on, you know, with the economy, and people uses the excuse, you know, this and that. I don't want to even do this, but I'm going to have to make adjustments, and not by choice. But okay, I'll let you go. I'm glad I caught up with you. I take it you probably were out there last night, and I wanted to try to catch you. But I'm zooming out tonight, and I'll see what tonight brings. So we'll let you go, Dennis. Good deal. Get your stuff taken care of there, and we'll talk at you soon.
All right, Rick. Well, you have a good rest of your day, man. Don't work too hard out there, and keep an eye on them knuckleheads out there on the road. All right, man. Maybe catch you out there later. W9DRG will be clear, 7-3.
Okay, Dan, you have a good rest of your day there. Stay healthy, safe, and we'll talk at you later. KC90KX, full port, we're going to clear out. Get ready to eat dinner. Check, check.
N9OK8. CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network,